Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH. Thank you so much for tuning in. On Monday, you're going to get the opportunity to stare directly at the eclipse for more than a few seconds, ensuring that you go blind. But maybe for the people who are dumb enough to do that, they won't even be able to because of the cloud coverage. Is it going to be cloudy? Will we actually see any of this eclipse on Monday? Joining me on the air to discuss is our friend Cliff Mass, of course, a UW Atmospheric Sciences professor. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot.
It's my understanding that if I look directly at it, my eyes sight will go bad or something. So, you know, if I accidentally look up on Monday, will I actually see anything?
You're not going to see anything worth looking at, unfortunately. We're only going to have about 20% of the sun's disk covered by the moon, which is not very much. And on top of that, there'll be plenty of clouds, especially on the coast. We'll have some mixed clouds here over western Washington. So, you know, you could have a very, very minimal eclipse here, and there'll be plenty of clouds. So I'm afraid it will not be very dramatic here.
Yeah, so even if it were just perfect scenario as far as the location where the eclipse is seen the most, you're still saying because of the cloud coverage, you're pretty much not going to see anything.
Yeah, well, there'll be some. I suspect there'll be some breaks, especially in eastern Washington and over the Cascades. So you might be able to get a glimpse of it, but you got to be careful. And there are safe ways. And some people may still have the glasses left over from the last eclipse, or you can create a little pinhole camera and project the sun's image on a piece of paper. There are safe ways to deal with it, but in any case, it probably won't be worth the effort here, unfortunately.
Well, that's you're saying at least unless you're on the east side of the state, it would you have a little bit better of a shot?
Yeah, you'll have the sky open if you're in the Cascades and into the east. So you will be able to see that partial eclipse. But 20% is not very dramatic. In fact, the tragedy of this is where there will be totality, like in Texas. There's going to be extensive cloud cover. And a lot of people from our region have flown to Texas.
Oh.
And unfortunately, Texas is going to be really quite cloudy on Monday morning. Well, so even they won't see it very well.
Yeah. When we look at just the path of totality, where in the United States is the based on projections of cloud coverage, what's the best location to actually see the eclipse?
I can tell you that now with some assurance, and that is northern Maine.
Northern
Maine. So northern New England.
But then you got to suffer through all the accents.
You do, but it'll be worth it. But you get some lobster, which is good.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
In any case, northern Maine is going to be the best place in the country. I think there won't be clouds. You'll have totality. So that's if you're desperate to go, that's where you need to go. But a lot of people had made plans. They had rooms and flights to go to Texas. And unfortunately, it looks like there'll be a lot of clouds in Texas.
Because,
it's not going to be good.
Because I like to keep some drama. In western Washington, if in a best-case scenario, what is the best possible location for someone to go hang out in and be disappointed or not?
The best place would be to go as far east as you can. So don't go to the coast. Head towards the Cascades, that direction. Head towards northwest Washington and head towards the Cascades. That'll be the best direction to go. I mean, there may be some middle clouds and high clouds, but there'll be breaks. And so, yeah, I think, and we're talking about the morning around 11 o'clock. So, that's the period that we care about.
So all these dumb articles that I'm reading from all the local TV news stations and newspapers about what to expect on Monday, it's all just gunk because we're not going to expect anything. We're not going to see anything.
Even if it was perfectly clear,
yeah,
20% you hardly would even notice. Yeah. I mean, if you had glasses, you'd see a little portion, 20%, one-fifth of the sun getting covered by the moon. I mean, that's what you're going to see. But let me tell you something. The difference between a total eclipse and 99% is huge. 100% is a religious experience. I went through it last time here in Oregon, and I was scared, deep down.
Really?
It is an emotional experience to be in a total eclipse. But being in 95%, it's nothing like it.
Well, now I'd rather have the 99%. You're making me freaked out about looking at a full eclipse.
You want the full eclipse.
No, and I don't want that. I don't want to experience any more emotional trauma. What are you doing to me? Cliff, my God, well, do you know what my day is like already? How stressed out I always am?
Well, it's very moving. It is really there's something that's scary at a basic, very, very basic, fundamental animal level.
Mm-hmm.
When all of a sudden the sky turns dark, the animals, they respond. They quiet down. The birds come down.
Really?
It's just really eerie and strange.
So does it have any effect on weather patterns at all?
It does. First, the temperatures cool, and it's very noticeable, especially when you get over 95%.
Mm-hmm.
It you definitely have this cooling. The other thing is things that are driven by the sun's rays, like thunderstorms and instability. When you have cumulus bubbling up, that tends to die because the warming of the surface, which is driving that, has died. So the sky can change. The cumulus can die. So, and the temperature's cool. All these things can happen. So it does have meteorological impacts.
Well, and it does have it creates nighttime-like conditions, correct?
It does. It turns dark. But the bizarre thing is you can look to the horizon, and it can be light. So, the darkness is very limited. It's only a few hundred miles. And so you can often see the edges where things are lit up, but you're in darkness. It's very weird.
So do you have to wear sunscreen for the eclipse, or can you get away with, one day going outside without it?
No, it's unfortunately, the effects are relatively short-lived. I mean, the sun, it takes about an hour to come in and out. So, so I don't think you it's going to affect your sunscreen use very much.
Boo. I'm looking for some benefits, that's all. Especially since we're not going to get any of it anyway. I guess I don't have to wear sunscreen now anyway.
Yeah.
Especially today.
It does have benefits for the economy because there's this massive amount of tourism for it.
Yeah.
So, people, hotels, airline reservations. So it's a major boom, supposedly even billions of dollars over that part of the United States in terms of economic activity. So it has some effects.
I feel like we just had a solar eclipse not long ago, right?
We did a few years ago. We had it in Oregon, and I went down to that. I went down.
That was a big deal. Yeah,
that was a big deal, and that was definitely worth seeing. Fortunately, that was in the summertime when things are more reliable. This event is being ruined by these upper level clouds that are coming in.
Nimbus clouds. How dare they?
So it's unfortunate, that this the season is one that you tend to have more clouds.
Aside from this, what are you seeing weather-wise over the course of the next several weeks? What are we expecting? Is it going to stay this dreary for the next, basically until July?
Well, we have a situation where a lot of the weather's been going to California. This is the leftover from El Nino. We came out of a very strong El Nino, and that tends to produce this type of phenomena, these features where lows move south into California. So California has been hit very hard by precipitation, massive snowpack. The reservoirs are all filled there. So, there's been a lot of talk of climate change related to drought in California. Well, forget that. I mean, the reservoirs are all full now, okay? So we've had that. But for us, things go south of us. And so we've been a little bit drier than normal, and our snowpack is a little bit below normal. And so, that's been affecting us. So, so we have more of the same. Over the weekend, we have more showers coming in, none very heavy, but it'll be precipitating over, especially later on Saturday. So,
Cliff, in your real life, does everyone just bug you constantly about weather?
Well, I get a lot of talk, and I do a blog, of course, and I get a lot of interaction.
Well, the blog part is, but I if I'm out and someone knows me from radio or TV, they always want to talk politics, and I always look at them and say, dude, I just did 3 hours talking about politics. You want to go watch my 3-minute clip on Hannity last night if you want to know about that topic. Do you ever do that? Do you ever snap at people like, enough with the weather talk?
No, I don't do that very much, but it's because I love weather, and hopefully you love politics. So.
I do, but I do want a break every once in a while. Well, I hope people will check out your website. It's cliffmass.blogspot.com. Again, cliffmass.blogspot.com. It's a tremendous resource. You can read it and, you know, actually get a little bit more detail than you're used to. So you're actually, you know, educated on these things. And even when you don't understand what it is he's writing about, you can memorize it and make it seem like you're smarter than everybody else around you when you talk about weather.
Well, I hope they understand. But anyway, we'll go from there.
Well, I don't know what some of the titles that you're, some of the names you use. I have no idea what the undulatus aspiratus is. I know it has to do with the clouds. That's it.
Right. So my last blog was about these wave-like clouds that I got a lot of people sending me emails and pictures about. So people love the weather.
I always thought those were cirrus clouds.
No, those are not cirrus clouds. Those are these undulating clouds due to waves in the atmosphere. So people love weather. Weather is like a religion, and you know, it's like a natural religion. So
now I want to know what cirrus clouds are, because I remember them being almost like I know that they're short. They kind of look like, I don't know, hair almost.
Yeah, well, cirrus clouds are high ice clouds. They're kind of wispy and you know, little thin tendrils of wispiness. So you know, so that they're different than the clouds that we were talking about the other day.
Well, the more you learn, I think everyone got a lot about this. I mean, in all of the disappointment about what you told them about the eclipse, I think they learned enough about clouds already that it gives them a little bit of a leg up the next dinner party conversation they have.
Sounds good.
There you go, Cliff Mass. Again, the website is cliffmass.blogspot.com. Go there, bookmark it. It's a website you should be checking out every single day. Cliff, thank you so much for stopping by, as always. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. You're listening to The Jason Rant Show.